All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, May 10th, 2022. It is 10:35 a.m. We'll call this meeting to order. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Bush, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alford, if you feel led to rise.
Please bow with me. Father, we come to you today asking for your divine guidance as we conduct the business of our county. We thank you so much for life itself, and we pray for the health and safety of all our employees and citizens, as well as our first responders and medical personnel. We pray, Lord, that you will lead, guide, and direct us in all the decisions that we will make today. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
At this time, we'll say the pledge in unison.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we have a relatively short agenda today. We'll begin with items under purchasing. Item A is consider an approved disposition of salvage property that is authorized by local government code section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. Item B is consider an approved disposal of scrap property to be transported to a metal salvage company and sold for such prices it may command with the funds to be returned to the county. Do I have a motion on those two items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Bush, seconded by, who seconded?
Me.
Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under county auditor, we have four items. Item A is consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 3 for additional costs for repairs of minor equipment. Item B is consider and approve sub-recipient agreement with Tender Loving Care Center for Children, DBA Legacy Community Health Development Corporation for the purpose of administering the ERAP Round 2 funds. Item C is to consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 4 to replace a computer and to upgrade three other computers. And item D is regular county bills check numbers 494826 through 495064. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion?
This question, Patrick. I didn't see, is there a negotiated contract with this thing?
Yeah, there should have been an attachment. What we have is kind of a brief, almost mirrors the one we have with regional planning, kind of adjusted that to fit with this since they weren't a other government entity. So we've changed that and referenced the agreement we have for the second round of funds with the Treasury. And also attached as an attachment A as guidelines, and also put our frequently asked questions to clarify all those things of how to what qualifies under that program, because it'll actually be a subrecipient of us, subject to audits and single audit because of the amount of money.
And that's only for the second part of it, because I read the question, I guess it's the 4/27/2020, when it talks about the questions, the frequent asked questions and things, of who and all that, like who, what, where, and all that. Like
yeah, that one kind of covers both programs. It's anticipated this will be specifically round two.
Okay.
If there's some issue with not spending all of round one money, I don't anticipate that. We should get that all spent through regional planning. But if for some reason there's not spent, then I would think we would need to work with Legacy to transfer that money. But I don't anticipate any funds with round one being left over.
Okay. Just to make sure I understand, the additional 3 months from 15 to 18 months of assistance can only come out of round two. Is that correct?
I'll have to clarify that if they...
You know, under the original round one, you could get up to 15 months of assistance. Under round two, they expanded that so that you could get up to 18 months. There were going to be some people that were going to be eligible for an additional 3 months of assistance, and I So they can only make application for that under round two, is that?
Round two, correct.
Great, okay, thank you.
I think it's one of the questions is, in no case may an eligible household receive more than 18 months of assistance under ERA 2 and ERA 1, so combined.
Okay.
I think you look at both of them.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it. Under County Commissioners, we have two items. Item A is considering possibly appointing an additional member to the Jefferson County Sexual Assault Response Team to include Brenda Garrison as a sexual assault nurse examiner and Captain Trish Malfino as the designee of the sheriff to comply with subchapter J, chapter 351 of the Texas Local Government Code. Via addendum, item B is considering possibly approving authorized county judge to execute, receive, and file a special warranty deed from Jefferson County to Jefferson County Drainage District 7 to enable DD 7 to construct a detention pond along Rodeo Gully south of FM 3514 to improve storm drainage. Do we have a motion on those two items?
So moved.
Moved.
Second.
Seconded. Discussion?
No discussion, but didn't this Rodeo Gully come up about 3-4 weeks ago?
The what?
Rodeo Gully.
Yes. And we tabled it, and the reason we tabled it was because it was a general warranty deed, and I requested that it be a special warranty deed.
Okay.
And so it was just taking some time to get that done. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it. And we have Mr. Kelly here from Drainage District 7. Thank you for being here today, and hopefully this is the first of many retention areas. You want to give a short update on all the projects y'all have going on right now, Mr. Kelly?
Sure, I'll be glad to, Judge. First off, I'd like to, you know, on the behalf of Drainage District 7, express our gratitude for the county working with us on this piece of property. It'll certainly be helpful to those folks up there. We got a lot of work to do to get started. There's a lot of clearing to do. We'll have to do, some soil samples just to see what sort of material we have there and how we're going to be able to get rid of it. Now, we're currently in phase one or nearing completion of the phase one of the Harvey Hazard Mitigation Grants for 3 detention ponds. One of those in Groves, it's called the Groves Detention Pond. The other is off Hoggaboom Road on our A3A system. And then we have one that we're going to expand our Hal Booty detention area. And we're hopeful we can get a positive BC ratio out of those projects. Now, we did get granted an additional project under Amilda for another Rodeo Gully detention area, which will be considerably larger than this 100-acre track. Hopefully it's actually across Highway 69 from the current location.
From the wet station?
I'm sorry?
It's where? Located where?
It's across Highway 69 from this 100-acre track by the prisons. It's the curb.
In Barbara. Between Highway 69 and Twin City?
Yes. Yes. Backs up to Central Gardens. That will take a lot of water off of the Central Gardens area. That will consequently take that off of Rodeo Gully, you know, in a heavy rain event. But that's going to be a much larger project. It's a much deeper hole that we'll have to consider putting in some sort of pumping, you know, to get the water surface elevation down in that hole, you know, to gain some storage there.
And what about what we talked about here a year and a half ago, I guess, was getting some water out of Central Gardens over to the Natchez River through that city of Nederland and industrial property there where they've got that kind of market.
Well, I'm just I'm not sure if the county's even looked at that. You talking about that Lamar Street channel?
Marsh area, we were talking about potentially, I don't know, I don't think you were in the meeting, Phil. I think Alan Sims was, and we were talking about expanding that ditch on the northeast side of Twin City that goes towards the Natchez River across that city of Nederland and Energy Transfer.
Yeah, well, we did go down there and clear that several hundred feet of that channel just to open it up. Now, I don't know if you recall back when Commissioner Domain was here, that there was another boring done, an additional pipe was put in under Twin City Highway. Now, I'm not sure it would take pretty big effort to increase that capacity now. We'd either have to go, under the railroad track.
But you did, I mean, y'all cleaned out that ditch. That goes away.
Right, right. We, even though it's not in our jurisdiction, we went in and, you know, cleared all the trees out, and now we're keeping it sprayed and with herbicides and maintained so it doesn't grow back up, and that's helped a lot.
Whose jurisdiction?
I'm sorry?
Whose jurisdiction?
Well, it's City of Needland's property.
Okay. Our district. I don't think it's within either. It's not in DD6, is it?
No, it's DD7. Our boundary is a railroad track. So everything east of the track is...
Are you guys having any, and I'm asking this for Commissioner Senegal, I remember him going back, any coordinated meetings with you and DD7 to see how we can make sure we get more water down?
Talking about DD6?
No, 7.
Not in a while, no, sir.
I just remember that Commissioner Senegal kept this in people's minds, and that... working at the top end of the town, but the bottom end is you start at the bottom, so you make sure you get things and work up.
Well, in that particular channel, Commissioner, it's the channel actually comes out of Precinct 2.
Okay.
to get across Twin City Highway, and then from the railroad spur out is pretty much dropping down in a hurry into the river bottom.
Okay.
So it's got plenty of flow right now.
Okay.
Now, whether or not it can be expanded, that's going to take an effort of us or the county's engineer to work on some sort of improvement there. But I believe what we did was very helpful.
Judge, is that why you was talking about sending it to the Neches River? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Now, well, I mean, everybody, I mean, one of our main issues is the capacity of the Hildebrand Taylor Bio watersheds and trying to get more water into the Neches, which is why... The biggest project that I think, maybe not the biggest, but I think it's a $150 million project, is getting that area between Lamar University and the Elegante Hotel out of the Hildebrand watershed and over to the Neches River to prevent the type of flooding that they experienced in Harvey. And, you know, that's the one we've been pushing the most to alleviate that. It not only will it get water into the Neches River that has much more capacity, it'll also relieve the capacity issues on the Hildebrand Taylor Bio watershed, which will help Northwest County and Hampshire Finette and everybody. So,
but I also want to make sure that I put this on the minds and heart of everybody looking at it. If we getting it to the Neches River, I want to make sure there's extensive study, because I do not want to put water on people. Something like they did on Pine Street back there.
Yeah, they've got three different studies going on right now. One DD6 study, one a GLO study, and one a Texas Water Development Board study. Water Development Board and the GLO engineers, although not working in tandem, they are coordinating with their information. The GLO study deals with Sabine, Neches, and Trinity rivers, and the the Water Development Board study deals with the Sabine with the Neches. So, you know, I think we're going to get a lot of good information out of that, and it's going to make sure that those issues don't exacerbate any problems upstream of ExxonMobil.
If you don't mind, the engineer, y'all probably need to bring us up to speed before budget on those matter of fact studies. I know you're on one of the boards, so we can make sure that we're on target with our finances and how we may impact that. Because I know one reason we had two studies because we didn't want to spend money unwisely.
Well, I asked that question, and I'm the chairman of the Water Development Board Regional Flood Planning Group, and that was a question I asked for. Please, let's not duplicate engineering services.
Great.
and they promised to go back and make sure that they were coordinating in such a way that we weren't paying to get the same information twice, so that there'd be more grant money left over for actual projects as opposed to studies.
All right.
So, good point.
Thank you.
Judge, can I say something?
Yes, sir.
I'd just like to thank Mr. Kelly and DD7 for that work that y'all did do in that ditch, because it was grown up over there a lot, and y'all went there and cleaned it out. I can't imagine that not making a big, big difference.
Oh, I think it has. And like I said, we'll continue to help maintain it, Commissioner.
Right. So I appreciate
moving
that.
Forward.
Once
you get the vegetation under control and, you know, can apply herbicides to keep those trees from coming back, that's a big help.
I think it will.
And we have, of course, two, maybe three other crossings under the rail spur going north toward Beaumont that we're already working with KCS to provide some
right
additional
there by
flow.
Coker Doors.
I'm sorry?
Right there by Coker Doors on Twin City.
That one right there, and then there's one a little further north on what we call Upper John's Gully.
Oh, okay.
Right. Great.
Any other questions of Mr. Kelly? Well, thank you so much, Bill.
Thank y'all.
Appreciate you being here today.
Yes, sir.
All right, moving on to items under engineering. Item A is to execute, receive, and file a pipeline permit 03P22 to Florida Gas Transmission Company, LLC, for the purpose of constructing, maintaining, or repairing a pipeline for distribution along LaBelle Road and Ridgely Road, located in Precinct 2. Item B is to execute, receive, and file an overweight vehicle permit 020W22. And road use agreement, Florida Gas Transmission Company, LLC, for the purpose of pipeline construction and movement of materials along LaBelle Road and Ridgely Road in Precinct 2. Do I have a motion on that? Those items.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it. And lastly, under the Sheriff's Department, we have one item to receive and file the U.S. Department of Justice, United States Marshal Service modifications numbers 19-20-21 to the current intergovernmental agreement 78-01-0077. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford and Commissioner Pierce seconded. Any discussion? They sure are modifying them a lot this year. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our regular agenda. Now come to a time of public comment. If you're present in the courtroom and wish to make public comments, you may come to the podium and introduce yourself. If you're online, you need to press star 6 to unmute your line. And we are open. Hearing no public comment, if there is a member of the court or any elected official wishes to bring anything to the attention of the public without our taking action. All right. Well, I certainly appreciate all of you being here today. We thank you for your time. The court will reconvene at 1:30 in the workshop relating to ARPA funding. And we are adjourned.